Hello, and welcome to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. While there, you can join in the conversation about this show. Just search for Built Different podcast in your internet browser. Here now is your host, Zach Clinton, on this edition of the Built Different podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. Hey, guys, before we get going today, I just wanted to run a quick prayer request by you guys. So our very own co-host here, Brooke Bryan, actually texted me this past Saturday and just let me know that she was going through a tough season right now with the loss of their grandmother. And so I would just wondering if you guys would join me and partner with me in just praying over Brooke and her entire family during this hard season, and that God would just continually provide his hand of care and comfort and love and peace during this entire time, you guys. What a hope we have, and hope's name is Jesus. So even when things are really difficult here on earth, as it is and as this season is for their family, just so thankful that God has instilled within us this hope because of him sending his son to pay the price for us to rise again and to live forever so that we can one day live with him as well. So you guys, please just be praying alongside of us during this trying time. Thank you so much for doing that. But man, you guys, what an incredible guest we have today as we talk about that word of going through pain. Because our guest today, he has gone through some significant painful seasons in and throughout his life. He'll dive into those throughout the interview, and we'll touch on that word here again in a second. But our guest today is one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time, Mr. Jim Kelly. To go on a journey with you guys, you know, what we touch on are five words that all begin with the letter P in and throughout this interview. And I'm telling you, Mr. Jim just brought the juice. He brings the fire. He touches on these words perfectly. And the first word that we really go at is what I just said just a second ago. It's that of pain. You see, Mr. Jim has experienced tons of different difficult seasons in and throughout his life. I'm talking about ones that would cause excruciating pain, things that I can't even fathom having to go through. This man has had to walk through, he and his family. And let me tell you something, this family is an incredible family. No matter what they go through, they can continually push and they can make it out on the other side with the help of the Lord and with the help of others. And that's what you will get into throughout this entire interview. This family, their core nucleus, right? No matter what pain they go through, the second word that we touched on was that of the power of perspective. You know, I've heard it said that perspective can ultimately stunt potential. Or in other words, pain can be some people's prison, but it can also be some other people's passport. And that's what potential has the potential to do, is that it can take us to new heights. It can put us on a new trajectory to then allow us to use our pain and utilize it for then something good. The third word we touch on is that of perseverance. When I think of Jim Kelly and his entire family, I think of the book that his daughter Erin and his wife Jill wrote together, which is called Kelly Tough, right? Perseverance, pushing themselves. They're never out of the fight. I think of Galatians 6:9, which says, "Do not grow weary in doing what is right, for in due time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." Do not give up in the midst of your times of pain. Yes, pain can be difficult. It can be trying. It can be exhausting. It can hold us captive. But I'm telling you, even when it's easy to get stuck and lost in the midst of it, don't you dare give up a single day of your life, a single moment of your life, a single decision of your life. Keep persevering. Remain steadfast. The fourth P that we touch on is that of power. So even when we're going through these hard and trying seasons of our life, allow God to tap in and allow God to fill us up with his power and with his peace that then he can completely bring into our lives. And it's that peace that surpasses all understanding. And then I think of another P in the midst of power, which is that of people fuel, right? So surrounding ourselves with people that are going to uplift us, that are going to encourage us, that are going to help us and help carry us through that difficult season of life. And then the last word that we touched on was that of possibility. And that's the beautiful thing about God, is that he continually reminds us that his mercies are new each and every morning. And during the last question, I bring up a passage that I've been reading a lot here recently that really has resonated with me in my life, found in Hebrews chapter 11, right? As I'm speaking with an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, what I wanted to touch on was that of the Hall of Faith. And that's a passage where God is really just breathing the words that read this: even when we can't see it tangibly, we can still believe it faithfully. Even when you don't see it, my friend, in the midst of your hard and trying and painful season of life, you can still believe that God will fulfill his promises. Even when we're going through the ringer and life's processes are not fun, still remember and hold on, hold fast to the promises of God, because they will come to fruition. You guys, you do not want to miss this powerful episode with, like I said, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, Mr. Jim Kelly. And that'll be coming up right after this short break.
Breaking news for Ignite Men's Impact Weekend just added. He's a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Carson Wentz is coming. And just added, two-time NFL MVP, Super Bowl champ, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner is coming to Ignite. That's Roethlisberger, Warner, Wentz, all at Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. This is going to be the best Ignite ever. It wouldn't be Ignite without the Extreme Outdoor Expo and Kids Zone, which will be bigger and better than ever before. Plus dozens of workshops with the stuff that God love: hunting, fishing, football, building stronger marriages, becoming a better dad, handling money, featuring some of the best experts in the world. I can't wait to see you at Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. General admission, just $64. Youth, military, retired, $54. Bring a buddy. Group tickets, 10 or more, save $5 per ticket. Get them now at ignitemen.net. That's ignitemen.net. That's Roethlisberger, Warner, Wentz, and more at Ignite Men's Impact Weekend.
Welcome back to the Built Different podcast. Here's your host, Zach Clinton.
Mr. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
Absolutely. Super excited to just get the opportunity to sit down with you today. You're a guy who I highly revere and I respect so, so much. I know you've been through a lot and I'm excited to dive into your story some. But up front, let's just note how amazing the NFL playoffs have been. Bills and the Chiefs, what a game. I know it did not turn out the way that either of us wanted it to, but something special is happening up in Buffalo, a really young team with a lot of talent and great leadership. What do you expect from them in the years to come, Mr. Kelly?
I'm excited. It reminded me back when I was playing, because we went to the AFC Championship game in my, I think it was my third season, but and we didn't win. And this year's Bills last year went to the AFC Championship game and didn't win. And then all of a sudden we made the playoffs again and we didn't make it there, just like pretty much they did this year.
Yeah.
And now next year they're going to go on like a 3-4 Super Bowl run, but they're going to win it.
Let's go. That's exciting, sir. You know, one thing that I have always loved about you is that you've just been a guy who's a warrior, right? And you've been a guy who's had, don't get me wrong, you have an incredible legacy and a career of success, right? You're known as one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. But, sir, you also have a story of just pain. And so what I want to go through here for a second are some of the challenges and the valleys that you've had to maneuver through life. Because I know there's a listener out there today who maybe feels like it's fourth in forever, and they're going through one of the toughest seasons of life, and I think your story could really encourage them. So I have five simple words that I want to walk through with you today. They all begin with P, and the first one when I think of your story, like I said already, is pain. Sir, for the listener out there who maybe doesn't know your testimony, what are some of those painful experiences that you've gone through?
How much time do we have?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what? This is such a long list, but bottom line is I went through a lot early on in my life. And for me, college, I was up for the Heisman Trophy. I was pumped up. I was going to be drafted, high draft, take care of mom and dad. And then my senior year, I blew up my right arm and they inserted 3 metal rods in it. They told me I would never play again. Wow. And the pain of that, knowing that all those dreams I had as a little boy working in my backyard, take care of mom and dad, making my five brothers proud, gone. So for me, I knew I had to work hard. The pain I put into rehab, drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Then all of a sudden, I, of course, wind up playing for Buffalo after a couple of years of playing in the USFL.
Yeah.
And then going to the four Super Bowls, losing all four of them. And how much pain was into that.
Right.
And then retiring from a game I love because the pain that was in my body, I could already raise my arm over my shoulder, and then of course having like my fifth or sixth concussion, which was the last game I played that I had suffered a concussion.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later on Valentine's Day, when it's my birthday, we had a son on my birthday, and all the dreams I had of you know, going in the backyard and tossing a football, and you know, having my son going out into the woods with me and hunting and fishing and all those great things I thought I was going to have. 4 months into his life, he was diagnosed with a fatal genetic disease, and he had no motor skills. And the average life, they told us, was 14 months, and they pretty much told us to go home, give him that unconditional love, and watch him die. And for us, that hurt. And for me personally, I was mad. I was mad at God. I was mad at everybody. And I didn't want, I got tired of hearing people say that I was a chosen father because I could be a difference maker.
Right.
When my wife went and she sought the Lord, I ran from the Lord. And then, you know, going, and then I was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2002. And shortly after that, my son passed away at the age of 8.5 years old. So the roller coaster ride I was on, the roller coaster ride that me and my wife both were on, not just with family, but our marriage, and how that was hard, very hard, because I was always away. And I came up with the conclusion that if I don't change my life, then I'm going to lose everything from my son's foundation. I wanted to be able to walk home, come in my front door, and have my two daughters look at daddy with respect. I wanted my wife to be treated like a wife's supposed to be treated. I mean, never anything physical, but I was not a good husband. I had to admit, and I decided I'm gonna admit everything. I'm a man up, and I'm gonna tell my wife everything. I was not faithful. I was not a good husband. So I did all of that. We got remarried, and boom, changed my life. And, I said, God, if this is what you want me to do, I get it. And then, of course, the start of my cancer journey, not once, not twice, not three times, four times. And I had to fight through that. And I also had to fight with, in my mind, what God had planned for me. But I realized after the first time that God had a plan. It was to be able to be a difference maker for others out there that are going to give up on their life, which I've met so many people that decided they don't, I don't know if I want to live tomorrow, but to be able to let them know they can be a difference maker, try to change their mind on where they go. So it was a very hard, not just for me, and mine was more physical. The mental pain of being mad at God and seeking the Lord, but more for my whole family, the mental part for them. It's been really tough, and we still rely on God's plan for us, and that's how we live each and every day.
Absolutely, sir. I mean, your story honestly kind of leaves me speechless, because it's like, wow. I mean, I can't imagine some of the things and the pain that you've endured physically, mentally, relationally, spiritually, all of these different things coming together. But my second word, it kind of goes right into it, is perspective. You know, I've heard it said that perspective can ultimately stunt potential. Or in other words, pain can be some people's prison, or it can be some people's passport. When you look back and see all the things that you've been through, all the things that you just described, all the experience you've endured and overcome through the power of perspective, what are some of the lessons that you've learned along the way? And what are some of the painful experiences? What did that teach you about the heart of God?
Well, it taught me, number one, never give up. When they told me that I was stage four, and pretty much all the doctors said that, and told my brother this, their exact words were, if you believe in God, if you believe in miracles, he's going to need a miracle to come through this. And I did. But it wasn't because I did it on my own. Is I had the power of prayer that my wife put out. Trust me, Zach, I didn't want anybody to know. I didn't want to spread over social media that I had cancer and all this, but my wife said, if you ever needed people to pray for you, you need it now.
That's right.
So I bought into it, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, going through everything that I went through, just to have my wife and my kids and my family members behind me, and then them reaching out to a prayer group, a number of prayer groups, and then all of a sudden, I had people, Patriot fans, Dolphin fans, praying for me. Now, come on now, really? But you know what? The thing is, it's all about your attitude. It's about your mental attitude. Are you going to, you know, give up? Or are you going to fight for it and try to be a difference maker for others? Mm. That's what I took. That's the path I took. And now I'm still going through stuff. Mm. My family's still going through stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're never going to give up on God, because God has a plan for all of us. And that's the perspective I have in my life, my wife's life, that we're never giving up. We're going to keep pressing on.
Amen, sir. That's that decision to not just go through it, but to choose to grow through it. And I think of, you know, your word, Kelly Tough. The next word, it's funny you say that, you just brought it up, perseverance. What I admire about you is that even though life has been tough and difficult, you have just seemed to risen to the occasion. You never gave up. Our mantra on the podcast actually is, you're never out of the fight. When I think of you, I think of Galatians 6:9, which says, do not grow weary in doing what is right, for in due time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Sir, what is a motivating word that you want to give to a listener today who feels stuck in their pain, who feels like they're in that prison cell, they don't know how to get out, they don't know where to look? What would you say to that person today to motivate some perseverance in their life?
Never give up on yourself and never give up on God.
Hmm.
God's the only one that knows our day. God's the only one that knows what tomorrow holds. We don't. We live for tomorrow. We live to be a difference maker. And that's pretty much how I live my life each and every day. Thank God that every morning I get up, I say, thank you for today, Lord, because I know that there's somebody out there that if I can make a difference in their life, how they look at their life, that's what I want to do. And God's in control, total control. And I, back in the day, I didn't, you know what? I was a Catholic. I did my Our Fathers, our Hail Marys. I went and said, you know, confession, and I told my, you know, problems I had, the things I did. Not that I was wiped clean. That's not the way it is. The way it is you have to live each and every day for the good Lord and know that He has plans for you. Yeah, there's times where that roads are going to be rocky. They're going to be bumpy.
Yeah.
But you know what? Keep rocking and rolling through all of them, and know that tomorrow holds another day. The sun's coming up.
Amen. Amen. Our next word, sir, is going to be power, right? You know, when you're going through the ringer, and when it seems like life has pressed you up against the wall and the pressure's turned up and it's hard, it's not easy to be just perseverance, right? It's not easy to press into that. And I'm sure there are times in your life where you didn't want to, and strength seems very fleeting. But also, help us understand where the power of relationships comes into play, not only in our relationship with God, like you're saying, but also what we call in the psychology realm, people fuel, right? Your wife, Jill, your daughters, Aaron and Cam, also your son-in-law, one of my very good friends, Parker, your brothers, their families, all the people that God has placed in your life to help you overcome these difficult situations. Help us understand how you understood that you weren't alone in the fight and you pressed into the power of others.
You've hit them all. I mean, the thing is, being surrounded by good quality people. When I was in the hospital, no one time did my wife, my daughters, anybody come into my hospital room with a frown on their face. They came in with an attitude that they're going to make my day better by their presence. I mean, my wife walking, Dad, how you doing today? Good. And my daughters were like, Daddy, how you doing? You look so great. And I'm like, you're so full of it. But the thing is, they never, ever cried in front of me. When I walked, I found out later when they walked out of the room, that's when they shed their tears, but they never shed them in front of me. My brothers walked into my room. I said, Jim, how you feeling? No, I'm doing all right. Let's go for a walk. No, I don't feel like, get your butt up. Let's go. Let's go. And they'd help me up. They would never let me down. It's about surrounding yourself with good quality people. And another one, Super Bowls. I went to 4 in a row and did not win one of those.
Right.
And the thing about it is, again, surround yourself with good quality people. And that's what I did. I had teammates that would never, ever let me look down and think that we're going to give up. I had guys, I had our head coach. We had a bunch of leaders. Be a leader not only in public when you are around people that you know that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And be a leader in your household. Mm. For me, yes, I'm a leader to a certain point. My spiritual leader for me is my wife. I look at her each and every day, and I understand that she's the one that's leading our family. But lately, I have been the one to start to lead, which I never thought that I would ever get. My wife's going through some tough times right now. Mm. I don't want to get into all the female stuff and all that, but she's having a tough time. Now she needs daddy to be able to pray over her. She needs her daughters to come to her rescue. She's been through a lot. She's been through almost more than I have. God bless her, man. She's the only one I know that it doesn't matter how bad it gets, she's talking to God and saying, God, I know you have a plan for us. Please, can you put a little fast forward? I think we are. But I'm very blessed to have a great son-in-law, Parker.
Yeah.
I could not ask for a better person to marry my daughter, Erin. I mean, I am so blessed. The guy is going through tough times now. My daughter has Lyme disease, Erin, because she hunted with daddy and I ticked and we didn't know for a long time. And then all of a sudden things start happening. And then of course, blood work too late. So she's going through some tough times, but she's a fighter just like her mommy and daddy. And Parker's been there from start to finish.
It's so encouraging to hear the people that God has placed in your life, and you have an unbelievably incredible family and that core nucleus, like you said, and it's so cool to see you rise to the occasion just of leadership as well. I know your family is ultimately Kelly Tuff, sir, but as we depart, you know, it's been so fun just hearing your heart and hearing more about your story. The last word I want to end with today, sir, is possibility. You see, the beautiful thing about God is that he consistently reminds us in his word that his mercies are new each and every morning. We serve a God who delights in impossibility. And even when there seems like there is no way, even when our minds may be filled with discouragement, we feel stuck, imprisoned by our past, our mistakes, our unmet expectations, we serve the ultimate way maker and miracle worker and promise keeper. And I just want to mention to the listeners a Bible passage that I've been going through, talking to a guy who's in the National Football Hall of Fame, is Hebrews 11, talking about the Hall of Faith. And the part of that passage that I love so much is toward the end, where it's actually mentioning all of these men of faith and women of faith who were beaten and tortured and slain into two. They were wandering in the wildernesses and the deserts of life. But then verse 39 says these words, "But they were all commended for their faith," or they were given a good reputation for their faith, "yet none of them had received what had been promised." That's tough to hear right there. They were men and women of faith, yet they didn't receive the full promise yet. But it says in verse 40, because God had planned something better for them, that only together with them would they be made perfect. So, Coach, even when we don't see it tangibly, we can still believe it faithfully, because we serve a God, and he says, blessed are they who have believed that he would fulfill his promises to them. Coach, as we depart, how do you stay anchored in your faith and wake up with the mentality of resting in the fact every morning that with God, all things are possible?
I heard you, a word you used was yet.
Yeah.
That's one that I hold on to so tightly. Because the things that you pray for each and every day, you pray for friends, you pray for family, you pray for yourself. And sometimes things don't come as soon as you would like, as quick as you would like. Always. I mean, there's so many times through my life that I prayed and things just didn't happen. And you use the word yet. I know that the things that I've been praying for, I talked to my daughters about this. I talked to my wife. This will come. It's just not our time yet. And I know that many years, I even said this before, that I wish I would have became a Christian way before. And I always hear a time, well, it's God's perfect time.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the fuel runs low on that, and you need more fuel in the fire. You need more fuel in your tank. And I continue to pray for that. And things do happen. Things will happen. You just got to be patient. Sometimes the patience runs really, really low.
It does.
But I just know that in my life, I've been through a lot. We all have been through. It's I always look and I see so many other people that have a lot worse than I do. And I just thank the good Lord each and every day for what he's given me, the people that he has surrounded me with, and know that I am one blessed individual. And if the good Lord decides tomorrow's my day, I'm ready. I'm ready because I know where I'm going.
That's right,
sir. I'm going to see my mom and dad and my buddy Hunter. He's waiting for me up here. I know he is. And I told him, Hunter, I'm going to come see you, but just not yet. I got too much work to do right here. And God has my roadmap out in front of me, and he knows what's going to happen. So I'm all for it.
Amen. And his timing's never late. Maybe it's just not your time yet, but keep believing, because God, the same God of the processes, is also the God of the promises. Mr. Jim, how can we stay connected with you? What is your foundation? What's it all about? What's it called? How can we get involved?
Long story short, I mean, I can go on forever, but it's called Hunter's Hope. Log on to huntershope.org. We have so many families we're trying to help, because when we set it up, we knew it wouldn't help our son, but it was going to help others.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get legislation changed in the United States because, as I said, long story short, too many states do not test for the maximum amount of treatable diseases. Hmm. And so far, I think we have 8 states now that test for my son's disease. And we have kids that are walking, talking, and smiling because they do test for that particular disease. But so many states are different. Some are at 30, some are at 40, some are at 60.
Right.
And it's just, no, why don't we test for all the treatable diseases together? Give these kids a chance to dream like I was able to do as a little boy. So we're just pushing all these legislators and trying to figure out how we can make a change. And as you well know, they all have so much on their plate that we're just never going to stop.
That's it, huntershope.org. I challenge all of our listeners to get involved and to give back and just to be on board with everything that the Kelly family is doing. Mr. Jim, thank you so much for your time today and for your willingness to join us and for your heart and just for continuing to persevere and to battle through life. You, my friend, are never out of the fight. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Zach, and may the good Lord continue to bless you too. Have a great day and go Bills! Oh, shoot, they lost.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, bud. Love you.
Take care. Love you.
Man, everybody, what a powerful episode with one of the greatest QBs in NFL history, Mr. Jim Kelly. I'm telling you guys, it was so fun just being able to listen to his heart, to pick his brain. And really, the one word I want to continually talk to you guys about today is that of perseverance. And then I'm going to add one more P to it, which is persistence. I was writing a research paper on changeology, is what they call it, by a guy named Norcross. He found out these ways to change, right? So in the counseling profession, what we're trying to really do is help people spark some change in and through their life. And there were these different stages, right? There's the pre-contemplation stage, which is where people are not even close to being ready for change because they don't think anything needs to change. Then there's the contemplative stage, which is where people, you know, they want change, they just haven't made up their mind yet that they're ready and willing to do so. Then there's the preparation stage, which is where people are actually preparing for change. They might be making some small strides in the right direction, but they're not yet fully committed. But then there's the action stage, which is, okay, let's start taking action. Let's start implementing change in and through my entire life. But then there's this last stage that's so important and crucial in this change process, and it's that of maintenance. And Norcross breaks down maintenance into two words, the two words I just mentioned, perseverance and persistence. So perseverance is that understanding that we're going to have slip-ups, we're going to have hard times, we're going to have, you know, John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, right? We're going to experience difficulty. And when that comes, these little lapses, we have to push through. We have to be able to not view them as roadblocks, but see them as speed bumps to continually take us to where we want to go. Yeah, we might slow down every once in a while, but we have to push through. We have to persevere. I don't know what you're going through in life today, but let me tell you guys something. Buckle up and keep going. Even when it's hard, view it as a speed bump, you guys, and stay future-oriented. Understand what is your why. Understand what is your mission, and keep your eyes focused in and dialed in on that very thing to take you and to propel you to where you want to go. But then that last word is that of persistence. You see, our culture and society, how we define maintenance currently is, hey, if we've already made change, let's just stay there exactly. And let me tell you something, complacency, will kill you. Complacency will kill change, and it will ruin the change process. Something I've been researching a lot here recently, too, is that of mental toughness. In a Harvard Business Review, they talk about reinventing yourself, right? How the greatest of the greats still remain motivated to show up every single year after winning the Super Bowl, after winning the NFL MVPs, and coming out and still bringing the same motivation to go out and repeat that, right? Because if you stay stagnant, if you think you're the best, if you think you're arrived, I don't care how great you are, if you think you arrived, somebody is going to outwork you and they will pass you up. I promise. So how are we constantly reinventing ourselves? That's what persistence is. That's being able to say, you know what? Even though I've changed, right? Change is only half the battle. Then sustaining that change takes us to new heights. So being able to sustain it through the power of persistence by constantly reinventing ourselves, by constantly figuring out the next goal, right? The next difficult season, the next hardship, consistently reinventing change, consistently incorporating change, consistently growing, consistently allowing God to mold you in this life. That's what change, that's what maintenance, that's what perseverance, and that's what persistence are all about, you guys. My prayer is that no matter what season of life you're going through, you would continually assess yourself. You would continually allow the Lord to come into your heart and to assess your heart and to provide change where necessary, and that we would be so willing to obey and to not only make that change, but then to sustain that change. You guys, we are so thankful that you joined us today for this episode. I'm telling you guys, Jim Kelly is an unbelievable man, and I pray that you guys will pray alongside of me and my family and our community just over him and his entire family and all that they are continuing to go through, continuing to serve the Lord in every way possible. They truly are Kelly tough. You guys, as always, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next time on the Built Different podcast.
Hi there, this is Jessica from the Built Different podcast team. As a reminder, you can listen to this show on your favorite podcasting platforms, such as Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Stitcher. Whatever platform you choose, please remember to subscribe to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Also, if you happen to catch the show on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Thanks again for tuning in to the Built Different podcast.